Hey, 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 everyone. This is an episode to celebrate. We are episode number 100. Never in a million years would I have expected that this is where we are going to be. And today we are going to be talking about the issue around shiny object syndrome. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. All right, everyone. Again, I cannot believe that we are on episode 100. I have loved putting this podcast together. I have loved the recording process and the creative process that comes with it. I am loving that you guys are listening to this, that you are getting momentum from the podcast, that you are connecting with me and sort of my journey as I go through this. So I really, really need to take a massive moment and reach out to all of you and say thank you so much. And I do hope that you continue to listen, that you continue to share this podcast with your colleagues and your friends and people that you know would benefit from this, because this is completely heart-centered. This podcast was not about monetizing. In fact, I make no money off the podcast. I don't do sponsorships. It's just all me talking to you. This is sort of my love project. And the fact that you are helping make this a huge success is like something I'm so eternally grateful for. And my thanks to you, if you didn't listen to the last episode, is I put together all of my favorite podcasts from the last 100 into a business roadmap, so to speak. So everything is organized by section. So mindset, finances, getting started, running your business, and then of course my favorite, business hacks and making you much more efficient. It's all on this single landing page, and all you have to do is opt in. So go to maximizebusiness.ca/business roadmap, opt in. And if you've missed any episodes, which you might be listening to this podcast for the very first time, so welcome. It will give you all of the most strategic episodes, some of my favorites, some of your favorites, all in one place, but organized in such a way that it will help you become, you'll just get more momentum. You're just going to take better action. And then I can't wait to hear the success stories from it. What I wanted to talk about today is shiny object syndrome. And when we do our half-day intensives in the Maximize Your Clinic course, and this comes up a lot with the next level members as well, is, you know, there's always a new launch. There's always a new product. What product should I buy? What should I do? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, we could be like totally addicted to buying online programs. And I'm sure you have gone through phases where you've purchased multiple online programs and barely got past the first module. I definitely have those in my back pocket for sure. And the biggest place that I always want us to be thinking about whenever we are making financial decisions, whether that be an investment in a course, in a program, in a mentor, you do need to stop and think about, where is this decision being emotionally driven from? If your drive is coming from a place of survival, where you are stressed out, you have to make this work, you don't know if you're even going to make rent this month, you're just scrambling, like literally grabbing at every single object that you possibly could that comes across your path that looks like it might give you the transformation that these people are so cleverly writing in their copy, you are not coming from a place of service. You are not serving yourself and your needs, and you're certainly not going to be serving your audience's needs, because you're just trying to pay for the transformation. There is something to be said about the transaction gives the transformation, which I totally agree with. When we make a financial deposit into something that could possibly grow our business, we are essentially investing in ourselves and our potential. But the issue becomes, if we don't actually turn that into something that drives our business, that makes us feel like we are winning, that is giving us momentum, then our belief in our potential will actually go the reverse direction. So it's that whole like belief, action, potential cycle where if we do it and we do it well and we get better at it, we want more of that. That's that dopamine response, that reward response. Even something as simple as checking off a checkbox on your to-do list gives you a massive rush of dopamine and you want to do it again. When we cross out things on our to-do list, that gives you a massive rush of dopamine. We want to cross off more things. And that's all part of gaining momentum. But when we put things on our to-do list and we overwhelm ourselves, we get nothing done. Well, what do you think that's going to do to your belief in your potential, belief in your success, your abilities to succeed? It's not going to work in your favor. You're not going to get that dopamine rush. You're not going to feel good about yourself. So a big conversation I have with people when they're sort of getting into that survival mode, which we definitely all are in at some point in time, and I would be lying to you if I said I have not had a case of shiny object syndrome, you know, monthly, or, you know, I at least will have to stop and think about two or three programs that come across my way every single year. And on my list with my accountability coach, I said, we have to put buy no more programs. It has to be top of the list because I don't want to buy any more programs just for the sake of buying them. So every quarter when we got together, he would go through the list and he'd say, did you buy any more programs? And I would say no. Or if there was one that I thought would really work towards what I wanted to do in my business that was going to help me get there much faster than if I were to learn it on my own, then I would at least talk to him about it. I wouldn't hide it from anybody. I wouldn't make it feel like a guilty purchase. I would have a conversation, say, this is what I'm thinking about. This is the program. This is what it offers. What do you think? So I would kind of make a very logical and rational decision about that. What I loved was an episode I heard from James Wedmore, and he really put it into perspective about buying programs and not feeling guilty about it or feeling like you're collecting them. But ultimately, every single course that you could purchase online is someone's, hopefully, years of expertise on the topic, and they are taking away a lot of the growing pains to get to where they are now in their business, and they're helping you do that. So if you're looking at these investments as that, it is a much more healthy reason to purchase the program than just willy-nilly buying a program on how to like grow your Instagram just because that is a fleeting goal that you want to achieve. So James will say like he gets through a new course every single week, which means he's also planning around how he's going to complete that program, which is another thing that we need to be doing. Make the investment and strategize how you're going to go through the modules. And he'll do it every week because he's just learning even like three or four gold nuggets from that program that just helps him pivot his business and his business strategy in a different way. So where I'm hoping that you are going to make your decisions from is from a place of service, like I already said. So if you know, and for instance, for me this year, I'm all about Facebook ads and making an amazing Facebook ad campaign with retargeting ads and really having like a logical marketing flow using Facebook ads that I've never done before. I kind of know the pieces of the puzzle, but I just want someone to lay it out, tell me what to do, and it was totally worth the investment to do that. I've hired and not hired, but have, hired or signed up with business coaches over the past 4 years. And that is a huge investment, sometimes thousands of dollars a month, like the one that I just joined last month. But I'm at that stage in my business where I need their expertise to make me grow. So the past couple of years, it was just getting me to the multiple six-figure mark. Now for me to get to high six figures, even seven figures in my business, I need to start growing a team and expanding this team of one and a half, which is me. I will not be able to make it past $300,000 without figuring out how to strategically run my business like a CEO. So in order to get that level of knowledge, I'm investing the most I ever have in a coaching program, but I'm willing to make the time to go through it. I am working through the resistance because there's definitely a lot of resistance when it comes to detail-oriented planning, which is not how my brain works. I'm very much a big thinker. And being comfortable to not only invest that type of money, but continue to invest money into my business to grow my team because you have to pay these people. But that is where I need to go to get to the next level. So I sat on all of my decisions and I never made it impulsively. I never made it because the person told me I should. I always sat internally and thought, what am I willing to put into this program? Am I willing to strategically map it out? Am I willing to show up to all the calls that are being put out there? Am I willing to ask for support when I need to? Am I going to follow what they tell me to do and just do it whether it feels comfortable to me or not? Because growth is when you are the most uncomfortable. That is where you really start to scale your business, is when you're doing things way outside of your comfort zone. Of course, being smart about it, but just not staying within your safe space. And I try to get my clients to do the same thing. Like whether they're my students or they're my coaching clients, I say, you know, even investing with me, I personally don't take it lightly, but here are my expectations of you. And if I don't show up, then you get a refund or extra coaching. But if you don't show up, you can't get mad at me that you made this investment and you didn't get what you thought you would get out of it. And I find that's something that we can very often do, is we make these investments into these online programs or whatever the conference is or whatever the big ticket item is. And because we didn't strategically think about where that investment was going to go, how we were going to use it, how we were going to grow with it, we can either blame the owner of the program, or we just say, that's not going to work for me. I did that before. Just like Facebook ads, right? Facebook ads are the perfect example. Facebook ads didn't work for me. I got no return on it. Well, it doesn't mean that Facebook ads don't work, because people are continuously telling us to do it and to invest in Facebook ads, but you might not have just had the right strategy behind it. And in the Next Level program this round, we had a whole month where we were challenging people to make an informative video, put a Facebook ad behind it, and just see the level of engagement that happens. I currently have an engagement campaign for a wellness checkup video that has been running for the past 3 months, and I've spent $250 and I've easily booked in 10, if not more, new patients. And that initial visit has already covered the cost like 50-fold. That might be exaggerating. I'm really bad with numbers. But it's the long-term spend that I'm going to be getting from those people that it just makes it such an obvious win. I know for sure the last time I checked the numbers, it was a 20x return on investment just for an engagement ad, which was pennies a view. And that's what I'm trying to teach my Next Level members now. So if you are coming from a place of service, meaning I'm going to put this work in to help others, I am making this investment because I am worth it. I am ready to make this massive leap in my business. I am ready to learn this strategy and implement it into my business right away. Every time you make a decision, you should immediately be thinking, how can I implement it into my business immediately? And how can I get the fastest return on investment? That should be, or those should be, the top two questions you ask yourself before you make any investment. And more often than not, these people have a support team that you can reach out to. Because my team is just me, if you ever wanted to ask about any of my programs, you just get to talk to me. I have the free strategy calls, which help you kind of get a bit of clarity and work towards where you need to go. So, bottom line, I just see this happening so often where people just buy a program because it's in a launch, and a launch is very exciting, and there's a deadline, and there's a sense of urgency, and there's these bonuses that people are giving away. And I understand the lights and the glamour that that provides. And I mean, I understand where the psychology is too, because I do it myself. We all do it in some aspect to get people to make a decision, because that is the hardest thing, is to get people to make a decision. But I just want to make sure that you are not making decisions, again, from a place of survival, where it's just like, I just need that transformation. You're getting so sucked into the copy that you're not taking a chance to sit back and really listen to what you need and what your goals are for your business. And I can promise you that the program that people are offering now will be available next year and the year after and the year after. So it's not like you have to do it today in order to get that information, because if you buy it today and never use it, you might as well have just waited until you were ready to use it. We always want to be making all of our decisions from a place of service. And I certainly hope that that is what you are doing. So if there is any questions or clarifying points or any way that I can guide you, please reach out to me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND. Happy 100th episode to the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am holding up a proverbial glass of champagne with you, of course, top shelf champagne. So please cheers with me. And I can only imagine what the next 100 episodes are going to bring and the amount and level of success and imperfect action you're going to be taking. And I just want to be there along the ride with you. So please also, as my gift to you, go to maximizebusiness.ca/businessroadmap and download, or actually just get access to that entire landing page with all of my favorite episodes, and really start implementing the actionable strategies that I've put into those shows. Whether it was me or a guest, they're all there because I'm doing it. They're all there because those people are doing it. So if it's working for them, it will work for you. Okay, thank you guys so much. I hope to hear from you. I really, really want to know who's listening, what you want to hear more from, what other topics you want. Just send me a direct message on Instagram at AndreaMaximND. And happy again, 100 episodes. I look forward to 100 more with you. I am, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.